Lord, can we make a deal? Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Psalm 90, verse 12. What a pillar of faith and strength she was! Whenever her pastor visited, he was comforted by her trust in God's promises. In the face of impending death, she looked with confidence to the one who is the resurrection and the life. Then one day, as their visit ended, she finally opened up. If only the Lord would let me live long enough to see my last child married, she said wistfully. Then I could die in peace. In the face of death, it isn't unusual for believers to try to bargain with God. If only God lets me live, I will do such and such with my life. If only I could have a few more years, Lord, I would use them for you. If only you delay my death, I will change this and that. Often the bargaining is sincere. Sometimes God even seems to accept the deal, and believers carry through on their promises. But often such bargaining is simply an attempt to delay the inevitable and to deny the unstoppable. The psalmist didn't pray for an extension of life, but for the right understanding of life. He wanted the Lord to teach him to number his days correctly and to view life as the time of preparation for heaven through Jesus. How long our time of grace extends is in the Lord's wise hands. What is done with that time of grace is in our hands. When death draws near, God's children can pray about tomorrow, but we always leave the decision about the length of our lives in the Lord's hands. We are better off applying our hearts to wisdom today. We are better off using our remaining hours to grasp the best bargain the world has ever seen, the gift of eternal life a gracious God has freely prepared for us in the Savior, Jesus Christ. Clutching that bargain, we're ready for death whenever it comes. We pray, Lord, you know the desires of my heart. You also know what is best for me and what is the best time for my departure. Teach me to trust you and to be satisfied with the number of days you grant me. In the days I have left, draw me closer to my Savior, the source of eternal life. Amen.
Thank you for listening. This devotion is brought to you from the Lutheran Home Association's Grateful Passing Booklet. After listening, we recommend journaling your thoughts. There are dedicated pages in the booklet, a free download on our website. This will allow you to explore your thoughts and feelings, remember your loved ones, or record your ongoing journey through grief. Sometimes, it can be comforting to look back and see how far you've come over time. Most of all, be assured that you can find comfort in God and His grace.